Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1.
Right, it's nearly 10 to 5 with Scott. Kanye West is coming up. I'm going to play that amazing Panic at the Disco tune as well. I'm going to try and jam that in before 5 o'clock. Right, I really would like your feedback on this because me and Laura think we could actually do this for a living. Right, on the side when we're not doing this show. This all started yesterday when we were on about romantic novels and how young people actually love them. You lot love these. I thought it was only for ladies.
I still have my doubts.
Ladies over a certain age, like 50 plus. But no, loads of people. You didn't see the text yesterday.
No, I didn't see the text yesterday.
Because you're in Leeds.
No, yeah.
But there were hundreds, thousands of boys that...
Boys
read their girlfriend's romantic novels to get tips on how to be a good boyfriend and be romantic. Girls read them because they just love a bit of romance.
Do me a favour.
Seriously, we have people 19, 20, 21, all texting in yesterday saying they read these romantic novels. So, earlier on in the office, me and Laura, as Stephanie Black, have written a romantic novel called A Long Hot Summer. And we'd like to reenact chapter one for you right now on Radio 1. I'd like your feedback. Obviously, we're new to this, so 81199. Let me know if this does it for you. He took her delicate hand in his and pressed his lips to hers.
I'll never forget this moment, this summer,
he said breathlessly.
But when will I see you again? What will become of our love?
She whispered, quivering with pleasure. Tyler swept her up into his arms and she felt her heart dance, beating wildly with desire. He softly brushed her hair from her face and replied in his husky Mediterranean way.
I'll never forget you, Susan. It will always be summer in my heart.
You've opened my eyes to a whole new world I never thought I'd experience myself.
And I'll never forget a single second of our time together. You were perfect.
And she was. It was like a moment out of time. She stood against him, without a protest, without a sound. Her legs felt unsteady.
Oh, Tyler!
Oh, Susan.
She nuzzled her smiling face into his downy chest. Susan couldn't bring herself to say anything more. The moment was perfect. As the sun set in the warm haze of the evening, a solitary tear fell from her eyes of blue. Surely this wasn't the end. And that was A Long Hot Summer, Chapter 1. Steve feels all warm as he's driving. Yeah, that's done it for me. That's from Carl in Bristol. Pathetic. From Si in Stockport. Someone needs a cold shower.
Somebody wants to be sick.
You've got a very downy chest, haven't you?
I thought some of my kind of stage directions were a bit strange, though.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Hello?
Hello.
Hello? Who's
Hello.
That?
It's Luke.
Hi, Luke. How can I help?
I'm in a bit of pain.
Oh, right. Okay. Do you need an ambulance?
I don't know. I was going to ask your advice.
Okay, go on then.
Well, I knew that you sort of go on sunbeds. I've heard chappers say it in the past.
I have been known to, but only now and again, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm in a bit of pain. I've had to actually pull over on the motorway.
Right.
Because I'm just on my way back. I've been on a sunbed.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit burnt.
Oh, no.
How long did you go on for?
Well, I was going on for 9 minutes, but I had to come out after about five because I felt like really tingly.
Yeah, that's not good. You need to be really careful of that. It was really bad for your skin.
I know. Well, my friend, she said, I'll put this cream on, and I put it on, and I started tingling, like, all over.
Yeah, you don't do the tingly cream. No.
But seriously, I'm in a lot of pain.
Why did you go for a sunbed?
Well, I was meant to be meeting this girl tonight, and I've had to just text her saying I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
So you've had to blow out the date because you're just too burnt.
Yeah, honestly, I'm going to go home and have a I think, is it like an ice bath? That will help.
Yeah, also, do what I did once, right? I did this before, and I'll never do it again. I was with Laura in York, and I made her, I was so embarrassed, I covered my face up outside the tanning salon, and made her go into Boots and buy some After Sun, which I could apply right there and then.
Well, the funny thing is, I was in like, the town centre, and I went with my friend Kaylee and Kat.
Yeah.
And they had to, like, give me all their clothes to put over my head.
See, I've been there. There was one time when I was in the pub down the road from Radio 1, and the landlord actually had to give me some After Sun.
Remember that.
Do you remember that? So, seriously, don't do it again. Be really careful.
All right, cheers.
Okay.
I can't move.
You can't move. Right, well, After Sun, I mean, you could have probably known that yourself.
Yeah.
That's my advice. Okay.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Where are you today?
I'm in my room doing my maths homework.
And where's your room? In which part of the UK?
In Frimley.
Oh, for Surrey?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Your thoughts on our romantic novel, please?
It was really funny, but I prefer reading that than doing maths, so...
What, are you doing maths homework or something?
Yeah.
So you prefer that to maths homework?
Yeah.
Well, praise indeed.
It's a good book review for you. You're happy with that, aren't you?
The Mediterranean accent was, I think that probably made it more funny than anything.
I'll never forget you, Susan. It will always be summer in my heart.
Most people are saying about the accent, Choppy, you need to sort that right out.
Well, when I hear it back, it sounds like I based it on a Dolmio character. Which wasn't intentional.
I'll never forget you, Susan. It will always be summer in my heart.
Yeah, that's what all Mediterranean people sound like. Right, we've got another one for you tomorrow.
You'll find I based him on a character who was born in Spain but then spent part of his early life in Italy, then moved to Greece.
Me and Laura have already written another one. If you'd like to hear the next romantic novel, then we can do that tomorrow, just after 4:30. Seriously, we were typing away. We got right carried away earlier.
Is this chapter 2? Or is this a different story?
It's chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
But this time you do have to do another accent.
Right.
Texan. So listen for that tomorrow. Hooray.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now they do this thing on Switch called the Grapest Challenge Ever. And the challenge is simply to fit as many grapes in your mouth as possible. There isn't a time limit. It's all about the quantity. So far, Pierre, off of Simple Plan, holds the record. He managed to fit in 31 grapes. Grimmy could do 28. Annie Mac could do 26. Reggie, off of Fernand Reggie, could fit 25 in. And for some reason, Dick and Dom did it with marshmallows at the weekend because they got scared of grapes. Now, if you want to go to my pages online at bbc.co.uk/radio1, go to the Mills pages and watch a truly gross video. This guy should play the Grapest Challenge Ever. This guy has the world's biggest mouth. Go and check him out now. He needs to do the grape game. He would win. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Chappers has got a mouthful of grapes. How many?
I don't know, how many?
16.
You don't know, you lying cat.
Spit them out then.
17,
18.
Ah!
90.
I'm doing it as well.
19.
It's all 19 in my mouth.
I,
No, you're eating them. You can't eat them.
You can't eat them.
You've got stuff in your mouth.
Can I just say, don't try this at home.
Why not?
You might choke.
Oh, really? Because
that's horrible.
Oh,
gross, he's dribbling everywhere.
22,
23.
Oh, I did.
24, I mean, had...
Go
25.
On. Go on, you can beat the record.
Oh,
Chopper. Oh, no.
Now one went down the wrong way. How many is that?
Oh, look at it.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I don't know. God, there's spit everywhere.
Right, we'll work out in a minute. That's real nice.
You're right there, Cara.
Oh,
what?
Oh, he's all dribbling over the desk.
Anybody
now.
Want a kiss?
Someone get him a tissue. Right.
How many was that? Hang on.
That was the greatest challenge ever. You haven't beaten the record. 10, 12, listen to Switch on Sunday nights, 7 till 10.
Right.
And have a look at that video.
What?
The video of the
me and Laura will count, and then we'll tell you, right?
The video
right.
Of the man with the biggest
one,
mouth in the world.
Two,
it's quite wrong.
3, 4, 5.
Just actually count them out.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Dave on the text says he can do 50 grapes. No, you can't. 50?
20, 25. What do, who does that put me with?
That puts you up there with Reggie Yates at the moment. So oh, well done.
Saliva everywhere.
Annie Mac did 26. So.
She's got a huge gob, though. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, so what do we do here, Chopper? Because a lot of people are saying, can you wait till after 5 to do the next chapter of the romantic novel? Because they're at work at the moment and they don't want to get, you know, a little twinge while they're at work. They quite like to be kind of on their own.
I'd play anyhow, because I really don't think it's going to give anybody a twinge.
Do you want to play it, yeah?
I think it's the least likely thing to give anybody a twinge.
All right, let's do it now. So, yesterday it was chapter one of A Long Hot Summer. This all started after we found out that... I saw a girl on the train, didn't I? Reading one of these saucy novels that I thought women over 50 read. But no, loads of young people read these. So me and Laura had a bash at doing our own. And the response was huge yesterday. So... with Chappers playing the part of a Texan today, I would now like to play...
I don't think you need to emphasise that. It's obvious I'm playing the part of a Texan when you hear it.
Here is Chapter 2 of A Long Hot Summer by Stephanie Black on Radio 1. Let me know how this makes you feel. 8119. Susan knew she was not alone. She could hear someone entering the back door of her veranda. She gasped.
Zach!
It was Zach. He was 25, dark-headed and blue-eyed, with a lean physique and a wandering eye.
You took me by surprise,
she whimpered softly. He was even more handsome than she remembered. His spurs glistened in the dusky light, and she could smell his musky scent of Texan wood pine. She knew she had no choice. She had to surrender.
I meant to surprise you. I slipped in so you couldn't see me.
Oh, I missed you, Zach. Do you know how long I've been dreaming of this moment?
With that, he needed no more encouragement. Zach thrust himself forward and took off his hat. She tried to decipher the look that had come into his eyes. It was too late. His mouth was on hers. She welcomed the sweet invasion, her heart hammering at the familiar and welcome taste of him.
I knew you'd come back for me, Zach.
I couldn't leave you, little lady.
There it is. The next chapter of romantic fiction written by Stephanie Black, me and Laura. That was A Long Hot Summer. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know how it made you feel. 8119. And hello to Mills and Boone, who are listening in their office at the moment. I am free if you do need more male writers. Email me, yeah? Let's talk.
Can I just ask you a question as Stephanie Black?
That
was chapter two, obviously.
Yes.
It bore no relation to what happened yesterday in chapter one.
No, the girl in it, Susan, she's very free and easy.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so that was another bloke, yeah.
Scott Mills, Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.